Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of Bear Podcast. This is Nard, and I'm podcasting here in the suburbs of Houston, Texas. We got a great show for all of you guys, and actually it was Louie weekend. Let us entertain you weekend. We had a good time. Actually, before that, before the weekend, what happened to me was my partner surprised me. He came over last Wednesday, and I thought he's going to be in town for Louis on Friday. So we got to spend time with each other. Yeah, it's always great to be with my partner. And we hanged out at Tony's Market on Friday, and Ray was there too. And I don't know, there's going to be 1,000 people there at Tony's Corner Pocket, and they closed down parking lot, so you know, give more space to the people who are attending Louis. And of course, there are so many pinnings going around, Texas pinning, if I should say. Yeah, and I got to see Woofer, of course, from St. Louis, and his sir Robert. Yes, it's really great to see Woofer again. The last time I saw him was around TBRU March last year, and yeah, I got to see him again. Anyway, so back to our weekend here in Houston. Before the rest of the Louis festivities, I got to hang out with my friends at Asians and Friends Houston, social group here in Houston, and we went skating, ice skating. Yeah, it was really gay. It's actually the third time for me to skate at that Memorial City Hall. Yep, not City Hall, Memorial City Mall. I'm sorry, not City Hall. Yeah, the last time I skated there was about 2 years ago or last year, I'm not sure. Okay, listener, when was the last time you ice skated? You tell me. Okay, so Mike was pretty good in ice skating. He's very good. He's from Maine, so he knows how to go around the skating rink. And he's a big bear himself, and he's pretty nimble. And, well, he did a lot more rounds than I did. And it's funny because there was this guy who was really like Brian Boitano type and doing the spins and triple axel. I don't know what you call it, but it was pretty entertaining watching him. Okay, so after that, after skating, we went to the House of Blues and we watched The Pretenders. Are they coming to your town? Let me know. So it's the first time I've seen them, okay? And they're really good. But I could only recognize, since it's been a long time since I listened to The Pretenders, and I only recognize a few of their songs. And I was there with our friends John and Palima, and Mike and I were there. We were there until 11 p.m. It's a very nice bar. Actually, I was bringing my camera, of course. Knowing me, I always bring my camera. And when they inspected me, they told me to take in my camera somewhere or bring it back to my car. So I had to go and come. I didn't take any pictures. Anyway, so that's the House of Blues for us. Okay, so after the concert, Mike and I went to the Brazos River Bottom to continue our Louis happenings. And it was very packed also. It's the next bar weekend. It's the Brazos River Bottom is like the Roundup in Dallas. So they had country music and line dancing and two-step and what have you. Yeah, that's what they were doing. Okay, so it's a nice place to do all those. Anyway, so we were there, and we were actually looking for Michael. Yeah, if you've listened to episode 250 or watched the video 250, Michael from Bear on the Movie, I thought he's going to be here. I'm sorry, he's going to be there at the bar. But I guess, he went to another bar. We missed him. So, now that was Saturday. Sunday, Mike had to go back to New Orleans. So, I was lonely. I had to go back to Luby on by myself. Anyway, so I got to Rich's. The show of shows was, every year at Louis, Houston organizations would do a show, and it's called Show of Shows. And it's really campy, people in drag, bears doing commercials and stuff like that. The Houston Air Bears did some funny commercials. And of course, Robert from NLA was doing the awesome job of doing the sign languages for the hearing impaired. He was there by the stage. And he's really good at it. And yeah, Robert, if you're listening, really awesome. Thanks for doing that. And after the show, everybody went to EJ's. Now that's when the party really escalated, because it was really packed. Last year when we did the video at Louis, if you saw, sometime March, go to the feed, go to the website, bearpodcast.com. You go around March. We were at Mary's. And this time, well, Mary's is not a home bar to any club participating in Louis anymore. So we didn't have any debauchery there at Mary's. So we're all at EJ's instead. So the audio you're about to hear of us, Ray and myself, we were recording at the back patio of EJ's, and Wolfer joined us there too. Also, Robert from Dallas, Eagle Bear, was there with us. Talk about a little bit of his club. Yeah, so I'd like to thank Carlos for holding the camera for us for that video. So we have a big show for you guys in this episode, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
Are you ready?
Hold on, let me put my arm.
Okay. Hey everyone, welcome to Bear Podcast, and this is Art.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and we are live here in Louis. Look at over there. Louis Weekend.
You're the one with the guy getting his dick.
Don't! It's not a family show.
It's not a family show. You don't have to worry.
Don't point at the dicks.
Big dick.
This. And it's awesome. I mean, it's a good view. It's nice. We're enjoying. Don't point at any dicks, okay? Not yet. That's for me. All right. So, how are you, Ray?
All right. I'm doing okay.
Okay. So, we're here at EJ's right now, and we're just, hanging around, having a drink. And there are about 1,100 people came over with 5 countries coming here to the event. And it's fun. It's great that we have, thousands of people coming. So, what have you been? What's your Louis experience this year?
I worked my ass off this year, apparently.
Yeah, they did the two commercials.
We did 2 commercials. Friday night we had to clean up Tony's corner pocket and help him out, because that's the home of the Bears, and we cleaned up all the stuff for him, and then I had to run the DJ booth today.
Not Carlos.
Carlos got the startup. He got the setup. We got the takedown. So
yeah. So. But it's all fun. Oh, wait, were you here? Were you out Thursday? Did you go out on Thursday?
Yeah, I was out Thursday.
I didn't go.
Frustration. I know you didn't show up. Right. A lot of people didn't show up. I'm just saying. If you volunteer for shit, show up to do it.
I couldn't. I did say I couldn't come. It's my fault.
Julio.
Next year I will, I promise.
Uh-huh.
I promise I will help out Louis next year. Oh, we're going to get drinks. Okay. Yeah, Ray's get us some drinks. Lots of people here.
Free cocktails.
What is it?
You buy yourself what you saw, bitch.
There's no more. There's only one.
That was it. There can only be one. I got it.
Okay. So what is it?
I don't know. It tastes good. It's got alcohol. It's free alcohol.
It's free alcohol. Just go get it. Okay, so actually, Mike arrived Wednesday night. He surprised me, so
yeah.
We didn't go anywhere. We stayed home, even on Thursday. So we didn't go do any EJ stuff. There's more? No! Don't focus on
it. I can see.
This is a family video.
So I'm a normal white boy.
Okay, there's a lot of peeling here right now. And it's all naked. Sorry, okay. We got distracted. Anyway, so that was... Are we getting good?
What? Okay.
So Thursday, you stayed home. Thursday, you did registration.
Thursday, I did registration. It was at George's. They did a great... George won the award for best bar this year because he put tents and
congratulations, George.
All that George's. Good stuff. So, Friday nights was Tony's Corner Pocket, which was great. We had a good time there. Had a big patio area set up outside.
That was awesome. That I didn't know that they owned that area. That you can. They actually covered lots of the parking area. And then we had the bar thing there, and it's a lot of people, thousands. What's going on? What is it?
Look.
What?
Suck on that.
Suck him.
Suck him. Get up to suck him.
No.
Fun.
He's got a cigarette and a drink. He can't be bothered. I hear you.
Okay. Yeah. There's
that cock?
There's lots of pinning.
The heat is to be
okay. There's no more pinning anymore. They're just simply just doing
it. Sucking deck now.
There's no pinning anymore.
There is pinning.
This isn't pinning. Okay. All right. So, Carlos here. Oh. Anyway, Carlos here is the one producing for us. Thank you, Carlos, for doing a video with us. Anyway, don't touch the cameraman.
Don't bless the cameraman.
Don't lick the cameraman's ears. Okay, so this year, you saw some of the presentations, the show, and some shows. I didn't like it. Oh my god. Only had. Can I take a video? All right.
Money shot.
Where? It's about, oh my god.
Money shot. Come on, record that.
No, don't.
Record it.
The money shot. He's gonna put somebody's eye out.
Oh no.
He's gonna put somebody's eye out. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Summon it.
Oh my god.
Summon it.
Wait, what's happening?
Zoom.
No, don't zoom. Don't. Alright! It's Bukaki time! Bukaki!
Zoom! Come on, man!
Yay!
Zoom!
Yay!
Get the zoom!
No, you don't! Don't zoom! Don't zoom! This is a family video, okay? Alright! Manisha!
Oh my god!
Can't believe we're filming! Alright, that was fun!
This is not a big one. This is a big one.
Now I'm next. I'm going down there.
Yeah, you're next.
I'm kidding. No.
Well, it's fun. It looks like.
Is it really?
All right, they're wiping. Uh-oh. They're wiping now. They're okay.
There's no wiping. He sucked it all down.
Oh, he did. Oh.
Yeah, so it's not a drop wasted.
Oh, he's the guy.
Okay. Oh well. Anyway, so guys, go to louisweekend.com. Check out the website and. You'll see some of our pictures and probably this video. Check out bearpodcast.com.
Yeah, just Louie and Google and all kind of shit's going to come up.
Yeah.
Louie 36.
Louie 36.
You'll see shit your mama shouldn't have been seeing.
Anyway, so what's going to happen now after this? What are you doing? Going to do after this? Just go home. Go eat. We already ate. We went to Anita's.
I got to make breakfast and then went straight to the shows and I hadn't eaten since. So I got to go eat something before I go home. So
yeah.
But ooh, we get a little white boy. Hello. Hey.
Hey. Okay.
Hey. How you doing?
Oh yeah.
How you doing?
Okay. Oh my god. Are you okay? Cameraman is busy. All right. Oh, there you go. Oh!
That is so not fair.
So not fair? Thank you.
What's your name? Dan. Dan? Because what's your profile on Bear 411? I know you got one.
I don't have
one. You don't have one?
I
Bear
can't
WW?
Have one.
None of them?
No.
Okay.
That's unheard of.
That's enough.
A bear without a profile on Bear 411, Bear WW, or Bear City.
Well, you know.
You get to wear the what?
Mr. Gall, say hi.
Hi.
Hey, how y'all doing? This is my first Louie ever.
You're right.
She's a lying bitch, too. Text me to tell him I'm surgeon.
What's a Texas pinning? I don't know what that is.
But it's something that.
I didn't know we were going to a cocktail party. It's not a fucking board.
Wait, it's busy. Everybody's busy taking pictures and videos. Ooh, what is this?
Eagle Bears.
Oh, it's the Eagle Bears from Dallas. Wait, hold on. You can have them.
Roger. Ed and Roger.
I'll make time for you.
All right. Roger. It's going crazy here.
We're going to keep going.
Hey. Okay. So, yeah, we're going to close this for a while. We're going to look for a woofer. And I'll catch you guys later.
Woofer right there. Right there a minute ago.
Oh, yeah, we'll get him.
Dallas Eagle Bears got anything to say to Bear Podcast?
Wait, what?
Bear Podcast. Don't act like y'all don't know what the Bear Podcast is.
All right, so.
We have a lot of fun.
Hi, what's your name?
Robert Reagan.
Robert.
I'm treasurer of the Eagle Bears out of Dallas.
Okay, so how many of the Eagle Bears came today?
There's about 20 of us here. The entire board's here. We wanted to make a big contingency, so we all showed up.
Eagle Bears.
We've been seen all over the place.
Okay.
Donated money to the cause. It's a great event, so we wanted to make sure we were here.
Are you guys going to be an ace weekend too?
I will for sure. Actually, because of me, I'm sure I can probably drag more of us here because I came here by myself last year, drove
dragged the half Eagle Bears here this year.
All right.
So we all would have probably came this year, except for, you know, there's events going on in Dallas we have to be at too.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
So
okay, so Robert, what's the website for the Eagle Bears?
Eaglebears.com.
Eaglebears.com.
Go check them out. They come to Bear Watch all the time. They're a great party group.
Yep. Oh, it's gone.
You know, Robert, I'm at everything. Okay. Yeah. You name it, I'm there or have a title for it.
And stuff is in too.
Oh. Well, okay, thank you. So Eaglebears.com.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so look out for now.
Look, man, there's other Asians at the...
Time for some voicemail.
Hello, Outer Ray. This is Jeff from Vermont.
Hey, Jeff.
I just finished watching the video version of episode 250, and I loved it. Great podcasting with Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the shout-out, Michael. And congratulations on 250 episodes.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeff, for the voicemail. Yeah, so he was talking about episode 250. Michael from Vermont, they joined me and Ray. It was a video cast, much like this one. And yeah, he's from Vermont and he's staying in Texas for a while, probably a month, I think. So we got to meet him. If you haven't seen Bear Run the movie, he's the trans bear in the documentary. So check it out when you get the chance at bearrunthemovie.com. Thank you again, Jeffrey, for the voicemail. And to all of you guys watching and listening, feel free to call 206-222-2327 so we can play it in the show. So, you know, tell us what you think of the podcast. Or if you have questions for me and Ray, just call in. We would love to hear from you guys. So just call our voicemail line at 206-222-BEAR. Time for some bear events, guys. TBRU 14, Men at Work, March 19th, Dallas, Texas. Okay, back in episode 244, we had Mac and Christopher join us. And we talked about TBRU. And yeah, I'm going to be there at TBRU, and we'll, of course, be podcasting from there. And we've been recording a podcast there at TBRU for some time now. And what's different about it this time, this month, is that Shannon from B-Talk will be joining me. Yeah, it's the first time that we'll be podcasting together in a room, the same room. And so come join us that weekend. We're shooting for Saturday. And we don't have a set time and location yet, but I'm working on that. So I'll keep you guys posted. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. And yeah, that's going to be on the 19th, the event. So go to dallasbears.org for more info on the event. Okay, next event is Eastern Bear 09. Is there 9? Yeah, Eastern Bear 09. Yeah, 2009, I guess. March 20th. I don't know how many Eastern Bears they've done. So the upcoming event, it is in Istanbul, Turkey. The upcoming event of Istanbul Bear Club, IBC for short. Is that a beer? Okay, Istanbul 09 International Bear Weekend will be held on the 20th and the 22nd of March in Istanbul. There will be many authentic and visual shows and live performance of DJ Ray Taylor and Discotech in this exciting event held in the authentic, everything's authentic, in the authentic and traditional atmosphere of the Eurasian capital, Istanbul. Hundreds of Turkish and Kurdish bears, accompanied by international bears, including Hot Bears Group, Captain Bear, and Atas Bear. I don't know if that's how to pronounce it, but he seems to be the bear model from Italy. Okay, so they will be attending this wonderful organization. So don't miss this wonderful event and take your place among us. So go to eastonbear.com for more info. Next event is in Montreal, Canada, Sugar Bear Weekend 5 in March 26th. In 2004, a small group of Montrealers dreamt of sharing their French-Canadian culture with the international bear community. The national choice was the Sugar Shack. Nice. That embodies masculinity, joyful living, and brotherhood. 4 years later, Sugar Bear Weekend with 400 plus attendees coming as far as Europe has become the largest bear event in Canada. It is thus with great enthusiasm and pride that we announce the fifth edition that will take place on March 26th to 29th. The program will once again be jam-packed with days of activities, including a bear pool party, Nice. A dinner theater show. Nice. And a mega dance party. I'm not too much into dancing. Okay, so they also have lumberjack games and, of course, a luncheon at one of the province's best and nicest sugar shacks with transport provided. So for more information, go to sugarbearweekend.com. Next event is in Augusta, Georgia. Spring Thaw 2009. Thaw your paws. It's March 27th. It is our intent to lure you to the Parliament Resort in Augusta, Georgia, for a fun-filled weekend after having been in your cozy dens all winter long. Sure. The resort has promised to open the pool party so we can take the Arctic plunge. Then twist ourselves up in a game of Naked Twister. I like that. We'll be offering after our parties. Oh, we have after our parties. Continental breakfasts and the lunch dinner buffet. Of course, there's bears. You have to have buffets. The resort, all inclusive with a cafe, hot tub, steam room, and a pool with many other amenities to enjoy. We hope to see you there in March. So for more info, go to CarolinaBears.com. Okay, let's go back to Louie.
Okay. All right. Hey, everyone. It's Nard here and Ray.
Joining us is Norman Desmond.
Oh, God. All right, joining us now is Woofer. Hey, Woofer.
Hey, Nard. Hey, Ray. Hey.
Yes. Okay, so we're enjoying. So how was your flight coming here to Houston?
Breeze. Came in on Thursday, got a direct flight on Southwest, and a friend of ours had old tickets, our coupons, and it's like $50. Sure.
All right. Sweet. Okay. How do you like it so far? It's
amazing. Excellent. Very much less so. It's like the whole thing was great, as usual.
Okay.
This is my third year in a row.
That's right.
Because I only discovered it 3 years ago, or 2 years ago.
That's right.
Steve never told you about it beforehand?
I didn't meet Steve until I got here on my first one.
I thought you'd known him before.
No, my first year I came down here, I knew one person coming online, and I was having a big stressful time at work, and he says, you know what, you should just say, fuck it, and go to Louie.
Yep.
And I was like, Louie, what the hell's that? And I said, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, so I show up, and he said, okay, come to EJ. So I made my way here, and ran into him. I said, okay. Then he started introducing me to people, introduced me to Steve, who within 30 minutes became one of my very best friends ever.
Okay.
And then by the end of that weekend, I had a whole shitload of friends.
I remember that weekend when I first met you, I know that guy, that's Whooper. And then I had to introduce myself, and oh my God, it's Whooper. And that was about 2 years ago, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Ooh. Okay, so this time, how do you like the show of shows this time?
The show of shows was good. I wish I would have gotten off a little bit quicker.
Yeah,
we were sitting down there
about half hour. It's about a half hour late.
A half hour?
Yeah, half hour late. No, 5 minutes late.
That's gay time.
That's gay time.
Now, I sit out there on the dance floor, man, my ass is killing me. So, and now, there are other times where I feel like my ass is killing me.
Uh-huh.
But usually a good
in a good way, yeah.
Well, you know. Oh, well. But anyway, yeah, it was a fun show.
Okay.
Not a great accent.
Yeah, did you see the commercials? Well, Ray did two of them.
I did not get to see the Bears
video okay.
Clip, which let's I felt bad. Well, it's like, yeah, we went out to the patio to take a quick little break.
Oh, that's right.
They didn't hear anything from inside, and then all of a sudden we hear, thank you, Houston area Bears!
Oh, like, yeah.
Wah!
Good. Did you guys eat lunch already? Have you guys eaten lunch already or anything?
We did the brunch at
Baba Yaga's. Okay.
Gotta do that.
Yeah. Baba Yaga's is really good.
Oh, yeah.
We went to this. It's a different... You haven't eaten yet, right?
Yes, sir. No, I haven't eaten. Not tonight, no.
All right. So this is a problem with Louis, with people who are organizing it. Like, you know, just... Well, I somewhat helped. Yeah. It's up to, you know...
I with Mike all weekend.
I was busy. I was with Mike. So, you know, I saw the same one in a while. Okay.
I love seeing you guys together.
You too.
Right? So, to get out there.
Okay, so now, who did you come with today?
I came with my sir, Robert. Probably watching over me.
Oh, okay.
He's
over there. He's harassing someone.
But staying out of camera range.
Oh, okay.
He's the hibernation chair this
year. That's right. We're going to have him.
And I'm the room captain for the Show Me Bears of St. Louis.
Okay.
So while we're here, we've been officially pimping our run.
There you go. I got to
throw that. So, well, we found us a printer on Friday to print us up some posters and some bar cards. And so every bar we've gone to is like, hey, can we put up a poster? We're like, sure. So
everyone's welcome.
Look near the ATMs or the front door at the Ripcord, and you'll see a brightly colored Hibernation Sports Run poster.
The Hibernation All Stars here.
So yeah, come to Hibernation in November, and bring your sports gear, your uniforms.
Oh, that's wrestling. The theme today.
That's the theme. So okay. We're gonna have instead of a Saturday night dinner, we're gonna have a tailgate party.
All right.
The after hours parties, the things are gonna be like jock straps. Okay. So lots of fun.
Lots of fun.
You like sports gear.
I do.
So come to St. Louis this Hibernation November.
They just like show me bear singlets. That's all.
Exactly.
I like
we'll
the
have singlet night at the bar.
Then you can walk up like, ooh, nice belly.
Are you wearing one? Oh, look at that. See,
it's wearing. I'm wearing my.
It's wearing the singlet. It's like singlet underneath. So it's a break. This is breakaway shorts.
No, yeah, they're not breakaway. Come on, but they're shorts. They just drop. Anyways, but yeah, so. It'll be this November in St. Louis. You can get all the information at showmebears.org. Showmebears.org. Sorry, I had to pivot.
Yeah, that's fine. That's why we had you on too.
Anyway. That's right, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Guys, check it out. Yeah, Hibernation. Maybe we can see you. So, thank you again, Wolfer, for joining us.
Thank you, Nard. Thank you, Ryan. Wow. Happy Louis, everybody.
Happy Louis. Catch you guys later. That's it, everyone. Thank you for listening. Yeah, this week we're going to release the video version of this of the Louis weekend, the audio you just heard, and it was all fun. It's all great, and let's just watch for the feed. Okay, so thank you again for joining us, and if you want to contact us, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com or bearpodcast.com. Or you can call the voicemail in at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Leave your voice, comment, and we'll play it in the show. Go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. If you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. And also, you can subscribe by iTunes and leave a review there. And tell your friends about the show. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for those who are supporting us, and some people who are going to TBRU. Looking forward to see you guys. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Thank you. And we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.